Blog Talk Radio.
The light has come, the glory of Yah has risen up on his sons and his daughters. The darkness is uncovered, pool sheets of our lovers were perverted till we burn. So now it's time to return back to Yah, our city of refuge, the fountains of living waters. The showers we with righteousness restores my order and turns the song to a king, a song for my soul to sing that brought me down very low. My garments white like the wings. Shaddaiah, praise be the Most High that brought me out of his sanity, crushed the towers of vanity and made a man of me. I'm now asking for a key, no longer my refugee. I'm now y'all's planet.
We don't rise to fear, we don't rise to fear.
Waters came to your ankle, the method did repeat. Waters came right to your knee before you further joke goings. Waters came to your loins, a thousand measures and the last, a river you could not pass. Everything that touched the waters was healed. Plenty of fish left to swim. There was meat from the trees, nourished the bodies from leaves. The vision I seen was more than a dream. Waters flow on sides of sanctuary. My heart had joy and merit. I'm renovating my soul until we make it home. Foolish sin forever gone. Your spirit resting on my bones. Brothers and sisters, you with me. Let's purge that stuff really quickly. Make out those polished this 50. So we come. About my sins are too many. I thought another God could save. To you awoke me from my slumber, pulled me right from my grave. And now that I'm saved, I'm blessed to know or understand truth. That no blessing, no curse is coming, least is coming through you. I sing praises to my God, to my very last breath, and use your laws as a ladder if I ever misstep. Let's praise the Most High, Yah, pay his holy name regard. We have come a long way, yet we got so far before we right before our King. All of this ain't seen to we the sons of righteousness with healings up in our wings.
We
gone.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. Once again, the Creator has allowed us to come before you another day, bringing to you His great, holy, and exalted words, even the words of truth. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael of the House of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1907 Vine Street, bringing to you nothing but the truth. Yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth, for y'all ordained me to tell you the truth. And this is what I'm going to do. And who is this Yah? Yah is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our king, He's our judge, He's our lawgiver, and Yah is our only savior, and not just of Israel, but Yah is the savior of the world. Now praise the mighty Yah once again, giving us this opportunity to come to you, to spread to you, to bring to you His truth. Today we will be dealing with vanity. And we're going to try to break down the book of Ecclesiastes, not today, but it is a great book of wisdom that we must learn. For Solomon said, vanity of vanity, all is vanity. And I'm beginning to understand the great vanity that he is speaking about. A lot of times we think vanity is relative. In other words, what's vanity to you might be important to someone else. But I'm here to tell you, vanity is vanity. No matter how you value it or devalue it, vanity is vanity. The word vanity just means simply empty or useless. And how can something useless, empty, be valued in any kind of way? It's empty. It don't have any kind of use at all. Nothing beneficial. But yet, the things that does mean something, that has purpose, has become altogether vanity. But yet, it's not. This is why the Creator tells us, thou should not take the name of Yah, thy Elohim, in vain. For Yah will not hold him guiltless that take his name in vain, because his name has purpose. His name has power. His name has meaning. Even though you don't have any use for it, it is very useful. And we're going to help you to understand what vanity is all about. Vanity is not, some people tell you, house is vanity, your vanity, your money's vanity, your car is vanity, the shoes you bought, that's vanity. But in truth, you're going to see what real vanity is. For example, in the book of Leviticus, the 26th chapter. Let's just see if you understand vanity. Vanity of vanities. In the book of Leviticus, the 26th chapter.
And if ye shall despise my statutes,
if you despise the statutes of Yahweh,
or if your soul abhor my judgments, so that you will not do all my commandments, but yet ye break my covenant.
In other words, because the commandments is a covenant. But if you break his commandments, you abhor, which means hate his judgments. And despise his statutes. Go ahead, watch what he will do.
I also will do this unto you. I will even appoint over you terror, consumption, and the burning ague that shall consume the eyes and cause sorrow of heart.
And you got to look at these things. Appoint over you terror. What is terror? That's all they talk about today is terrorists. Terrorists. There's no greater terrorist than the people who terror themselves. And our people have been terrified in America. And Yahweh said he was going to point over you terror. Why? Because you despise his commandments. Consumption and the burning fever. All these things have plagued us and still plaguing us to this day. That shall consume the eyes and cause sorrow of heart. And watch what it is.
And ye shall sow your seed in vain, for your enemies shall eat it.
Yeah, just imagine. Just imagine going out to the field working all day and sow. But the very thing that you are attempting to reap, because you've been sowing all day, you will not enjoy. You will not even eat it. You won't even profit from it. You won't benefit from it at all. You will sow with the understanding that you're sowing in vain, because it won't benefit you at all. Now ask yourself, what else are you doing that has no benefit whatsoever, and you know it don't benefit you? You know it don't benefit nobody, and you're sowing in vain. And I can think of a lot of things our people know. To tell somebody that you don't have to keep the law. Now, what benefit does that have? That is totally useless knowledge. You don't have to do that. You don't have to keep the commandment. We're not going to have to worry about the law until we go home. So what are we supposed to do? Act the fool until then? That's our righteousness. That's our wisdom. That's our understanding. So we just act the fool. Totally useless. Totally vain. Watch what it is. I want you to read the, keep reading.
And I will set my face against you, and ye shall be slain before your enemies. They that hate you shall reign over you, and ye shall flee when none pursueth you. And if ye will not yet for all this hearken unto me, then I will punish you even seven times more for your sins.
In other words, Yahweh said you still don't listen. Well, he has several more punishments for you. And watch what it says.
And I will break the pride of your power, and I will make your heaven as iron, and your earth as brass, and your strength shall be spent in vain, for your land shall not yield her increase, neither shall the trees of the land yield their fruits.
In other words, your strength, the very strength you do to do the work that you do, but your strength gonna be spent in vain because you're not gonna get no return. Now, who will invest in anything without a return? Except a fool. Except a fool. And are you a fool? We're talking about vanity. Vanity of vanities. We're talking about living a life without purpose. We're talking about doing things without purpose. What do a career, a job, or anything, any type of labor mean if this job, this work, this labor that you utilize in your strength to do, how can it mean anything? How can it be useful in any kind of way if you're not doing the will of Yahweh? Then wasn't it Yahweh who said, let us to the conclusion of the whole matter, fear alone and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. It is you working, but it ain't going to save you. You spending your strength, but you won't be redeemed. Vanity of vanities. And this is what we have become as a people. A vain people without purpose. Because that's what vanity is. Something useless. Well, I want to say it's in the book of 1 Samuel. I want you to see this. The 12th chapter. And I love this scripture here because Samuel told the people the truth. The 18th verse.
So Samuel called unto Yahweh. And Yahweh, so Samuel called unto Yahweh, and Yahweh sent thunder and rain that day. And all the people greatly feared Yahweh and Samuel. And all the people said unto Samuel, pray for thy servants unto Yahweh thy Elohim, that we die not. For we have added unto all of our sins this evil, to ask us a king.
That was a very foolish thing, right? Yahweh your king. But you said, no, we want a king like the other nations. And now people still asking these vain questions. They still want these vain requests. This is evil. This is foolishness. This is useless. It means nothing. When you got something that means everything. And you notice when Samuel called on Yahweh, he didn't answer him by voice. He didn't answer him by words. He sent thunder and rain that day. Because he knew what to sin to get the people attention. And when it says, and they fear Yahweh, that don't mean that all of a sudden, overnight, they began to honor him. No, they fear Yahweh, which means they became terrified scared for their life because now he got their attention and watch what it said.
And Samuel said unto the people, fear not.
That's how you know one the type of fear of honor. Where Yahweh say, fear Yah and keep his commandments. No, that's a clean fear. But this fear that they had was some type of unclean fear they had because they heard the thunder and seen the rain. And Samuel told them, fear not.
Ye have done all this wickedness.
It's because you done this wickedness. Don't get scared now.
Yet turn not aside from following Yahweh.
And yeah, don't turn aside from following him now because you've seen the thunder and the lightning.
But serve Yahweh with all your heart and turn ye not aside. But then should you go after vain things?
Because if you turn aside from Yahweh, ain't no mistake about it. It is inevitable. You're going to go after vain things.
Which cannot profit nor deliver.
Because that's what vain things are. Things that cannot profit nor deliver. Whether it's your work. Whether it's your relationship. Whether it's raising children, whether I don't care what it is, it don't profit you. And why don't it profit you? You say, I'm living this life for my family. I'm living this life for my children. I'm living this life for my community. I'm a good, upstanding, law-abiding citizen. What am I doing wrong? Well, let me tell you what you're doing wrong. You turned aside from Yahweh. And when you turn from Yahweh, you're going to go after vain things. You're going to go after vanity. And what is that? Things that cannot profit nor deliver. For they are what?
Vain.
They are vain. They are vain. And you must understand these useless things. And Yahweh let us know the same thing in the book of Jeremiah 23. Turn there. By his prophets. That's what Samuel told him. But watch what Jeremiah told him. In the book of Jeremiah 23. Vanity of vanity. And this is peculiar, very peculiar scripture, because watch what it says in the 16th verse.
Thus saith Yahweh of hosts, hearken not unto the words of the prophets that prophesy unto you, they make you vain.
That's how you know you're dealing with somebody. You got to understand what vanity is. It says, do not hearken unto the words of the prophets that prophesy unto you. They make you vain. In other words, these prophets, these false ambassadors of hell, these so-called ministers and Morays and Kohanes and princes and priests, They're going to tell you things that's not out of the mouth of Yahweh. And they will make you vain. They'll make you follow things that you should not follow. They will have you concern yourself with things that have no use to you at all. They cannot profit you, nor will they deliver you. And watch what it says.
They speak a vision of their own heart and not out of the mouth of Yahweh.
Here it is. You want vision. You listening to other people's visions. It's the one vision you should be listening to. And that is the vision out of the mouth of Yahweh. You mean to tell me you actually believe that Yahweh will give you a vision from your own heart? No. The vision that Yahweh gives are visions that come to his heart and that will come out of his mouth. The visions of your own heart is your own wickedness. And it's easy for me to see, well, this your vision or vision of Yahweh. All I ask is show me in the book. And I want to see, thus says Yahweh. And that tells me real quick. And we're talking about vanity. Vanity of vanities. Now you become vain. Because now you have taken hold to things that's not even in the book. That's not out of the mouth of Yahweh. And you know it's not out of the mouth of Yahweh. Because all you got to do is look for yourself and see where this is. Thus says Yahweh. Here it is. We reading books like the New Testament. Where it say thus says Yahweh. That's total vanity. Total uselessness. No purpose. No profit at all. And the only thing it can do is hurt you. The Quran, only thing it can do is hurt you. The book of Joshua, what can the book of Joshua do for you but hurt you? The book of Enoch, the book of Jubilees. All you got to do is see where. Thus says Yahweh. If it don't say, thus says Yahweh, how many times Yahweh had to let you know this is vanity? Watch this in the book of Psalms 127. I want you to understand vanity. People working in vain. People spending their strength in vain. People, watch what this says. People doing in vain. In Psalms 127, the very first verse.
Except Yahweh build the house, they labor in vain that built it.
But what do that say? It said, unless Yahweh build a house. I'm saying, if it ain't about Yahweh, it's in vain. Why do you think he says, thou shall not take the name of Yah, thy Elohim, in vain? That's the third commandment. And why? Because your service is supposed to be about him. Unless Yahweh builds the house, they labor in vain to build it. Go ahead.
Except Yahweh keep the city.
Unless Yahweh keep the city.
The watchman waketh yet in vain.
Yeah, the watchman wake up to protect the city. It's in vain. What you waking up for? Because you can't protect nothing. You won't deliver the people out of your hand. Here it is. They got this technology. It comes through your phone now. And if a tornado comes, it sends an alarm to let you know a tornado is near. Destruction is pending. Take cover. You think that's going to save you? They got signs all over the streets in the middle of highways. Tell you somebody been kidnapped. And they give you the truck number and the bumper number and the plate number. You think that's going to save that kid? No. The watchman who's supposed to keep the city, where do you think all the crime and the foolishness and the mischief happened in the city? Don't send an alarm after the thing is here. Continue reading that.
It is vain for you to rise up early to sit up late.
Here it is. People actually waking up in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early to sit up late. They already know getting up early, they act a fool all day long and all night. And this is how you know they're going to act a fool. Because watch what it says.
To eat the bread of sorrow.
Yeah, all they listen to is some pitiful, sorrowful conversations. Foolishness, madness and mess and gossip and rumor monger. And they get up early. I had to call you early to see what happened, to see what's going on. This is vanity. For so he gives his beloved sleep. In other words, this is how the wicked sleep good. By this vanity. Vanity of vanities. I can understand why Solomon said all is vanity. Because when you begin to put everything in a balance, why are you eating that? Because I'm hungry. My goodness, you don't have no purpose just other than the fact that you're hungry? You're not eating to nourish your soul. You're not eating to live long life. You're not eating to strengthen yourself. You're just eating because you're hungry. There's all kinds of scriptures and testimonies, even outside the scriptures, where people eat people. And you know why they eat people? And they eat body? Because they was hungry. Vanity of vanities. All is vanity. I just want you to understand these vain things. Since we're in the book of Psalms, go to the book of Psalms 2. If people that have to go nowhere, when they wake up, you think they wake up? They won't wake up at all. And why? What they went up for? Man, I can sleep. What about praising Yah from the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same. What about that purpose? What about that meaning? But no, you'll sleep right past that. And why? Because you don't value, you don't weigh, put great weight on Yahweh. So what the heck I'm getting up for? I don't got to go to work. And this is what the heathens do. Watch what it says, Psalms 2 and 1.
Why do the heathens rage and the people imagine a vain thing?
Yeah, why do they rage and imagine a vain thing? What purpose is it for that? Go ahead.
The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against Yahweh and against his anointed, saying.
In other words, why would they even imagine this useless thing? Who would take counsel together against Yahweh? Of course, you don't know these people. You ain't even considered these people. We know who they are. They're the same people that the scriptures say they have confederated together with one consent. They have come and said, let us cut them off for being a nation, that the name of Israel be no more remembered. These are the same people that took counsel together against Yahweh. Then you got a bunch of people out there who don't believe in the law, who told against the law. I didn't make the law. You didn't make the law. Yahweh made the laws. So why would you talk against Yahweh? Why do the people imagine a vain thing? Watch what it says. And this is what you're going to learn about this vain thing, is that if it don't have nothing to do with Yahweh, this thing is vain. Watch what it says.
Let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. Yahweh shall have them in derision.
And why? Because he know what they're doing is useless. And what they're imagining will profit nothing. Fifth verse.
Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath, and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion.
And that's what Yahweh is letting them know. I got a king that values the thing that I will have him do. And do you value the thing that Yahweh want you to do? Yahweh knows many people who don't. Therefore, he says, thou shalt not take the name of Yah, thy Elohim, in vain. All through the scriptures, watch what it says in the book of Psalms 4. First verse.
Hear me when I call, O Elohim of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer. O ye sons of men, how long will ye turn my glory into shame? How long will you love vanity and seek after leasings? see God.
Yeah, how long are you going to do that and seek after lies, things that don't profit, things that ain't even the truth? How long will you love vanity, things that are nothing, things that are useless, things that have no profit in it? Just think about your life. You get mad at things that it don't even profit you to get mad at. Fighting and arguing with things, how that's going to profit you? You're doing things that won't deliver you. And in the end, you're going to realize it was nothing. It was useless. And you spent your strength for nothing. That's what the word not means. Nothing. You spent your strength for nothing. And if you put a dollar figure on nothing, it will say zero. Nothing. Continue reading.
But now know that Yahweh has set apart him that is godly for himself.
For that is Elohim for himself. In other words, him that is Elohim is his sanctified ones. Their work, their strength, their imaginations have purpose. Their conversation have meaning. Their outlook on life have direction. Their choices are done through wisdom, through counsel. But know that Yahweh has set apart him that is Elohimly for himself. Yahweh will hear when I call on to him. And watch this fourth verse.
Stand in awe and sin not.
Stand in awe and sin not, because that's what vanity is. Sin.
Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still.
In other words, think about this thing real hard. Think about your life. Why did I wake up today? Why did I wake up today? And now that I'm woke, what am I to do? And what kind of day will today be? Will it be a day of sorrow and complaints and pointing the finger and rumblemonger and tailbearing and a day full of bread of eating the bread of sorrows? Is that the type of day I will be filled with today? A day of foolishness, a day of vanity. This is what you have to concern yourself with, because vanity is singing, because it's useless. It don't profit. It don't deliver. It's vanity. Show you how bad vanity is. Watch it in the book of Proverbs 22. In the book of Proverbs 22, in the 8th verse,
he that soweth iniquity shall reap vanity.
Yeah, he that sows iniquity shall reap vanity.
And the rod of his anger shall fail.
Yeah, that's where vanity comes from. Iniquity. All you got to do is sow it and watch what come up. Vanity. And a lot of people have a lot of vanity. And why? Just think about what you're doing every day. By your attitude, by your imagination, by your choices that you make, by the things you do, by the way you think, by the words coming out of your mouth. Oftentimes it's iniquity. And you don't even realize you ain't reaping nothing but vanity. And what is vanity? Nothing. In other words, what did you get out of being angry? What did you get out of talking like a fool? What did you get out of lying? What did you get out of working on a Sabbath day? Nothing. You spent all that time, all that strength, and you got nothing back. Nothing at all. But just the opposite. In the book of Hosea, show you this. Tenth chapter. Sow iniquity, reap mercy. But watch this. Hosea, the 10th chapter, the 12th verse.
Sow to yourselves in righteousness.
You know, watch this. Sow to yourselves in righteousness.
Reaping mercy.
But this time, you're not going to reap vanity. You want to reap in mercy.
Break up your fallow ground.
Uh-huh.
For it is time to seek Yahweh till he come and rain righteousness upon you.
Don't you see the difference? One, you're sowing iniquity and you get nothing. Vanity. That's what you reap. Ask yourself, what you getting out of this thing? How's that helping you? But if you sow to yourselves in righteousness, watch what you reap. And it's going to be a lot of mercy. And why don't we believe this? Why don't we know this? Just spending a lot of time think you're getting some, but you ain't getting nothing. But I can understand some people being fooled. Some people have to learn the hard way. And the goal is to wake up one day. Watch this in the book of Isaiah 49. Alicia always used to tell this story about Rip Van Winkle. Slept 100 years. But he woke up. And that's the goal. To wake up. At some point, at some time, you must wake up. In the book of Isaiah 49, the first verse.
Listen, O isles, unto me, and hearken, ye people from far. Yahweh hath called me from the womb, from the bowels of my mother hath he made mention of my name. And he hath made my mouth like a sharp sword, in the shadow of his hand hath he hid me, and made me a polished shaft, in his quiver hath he hid me. And said unto me, thou art my servant, O Israel, in whom I will be glorified.
And see, at the point that your whole existence become a sign of purpose, you are Israel. You are my servant, in whom I will be glorified. What greater purpose can you have than that? That's the total opposite of vanity. And once you come to that state of knowledge, this is what you should be saying. This is what your understanding should be. The fourth verse.
Then I said, I have labored in vain.
Why? Because now you know you are Israel. Now you know you are the servant of Yahweh, in whom he will be glorified in. Now that you know that, read that again.
I have labored in vain.
I labored in vain because I didn't know I was a servant. I didn't know I was Israel.
I've spent my strength for naught.
I've been spending my strength trying to learn this, trying to learn that, trying to get this skill, that skill.
And in vain, yet surely my judgment is with Yahweh, and my work with my Elohim.
See, all that other stuff was vanity. It wasn't going to save me. Some of these things took me 4 years to learn. Some of these things took me 8 years to accomplish. Some of these things took me 10 years, 12 years. And at the end, I knew nothing. At the end, I spent my strength for naught. At the end, I labored in vain. What should I have done with this strength? What should I have labored in? Fifth verse.
And now, saith Yahweh that formed me from the womb, to be his servant, to bring Yaakov again to him. Though Israel be not gathered, yet shall I be glorious in the eyes of Yahweh, and my Elohim shall be my strength. And he said, it is a light thing that thou shouldest be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the preserved of Israel. I will also give thee for a light to the Gentiles, that thou mayest be my salvation unto the end of the earth.
Now you see purpose. Now you see usefulness. Now do you see meaning? Somebody got to be the light to the nations, the Gentiles. Somebody got to raise up the tribes of Yaakov. Somebody got to restore the preserved of Israel. Somebody got to be the salvation unto the end of the earth. And do you think Yahweh would allow a bunch of vain people do this? Let me show you what vain people do. And let me show you how vain people act. And let me show you what vain people imagine. And let me show you the customs of vain people so you can understand what they do and how they operate. In the book of Jeremiah 10. Your first verse.
Hear ye the word which Yahweh speaketh unto you, O house of Israel. Thus saith Yahweh, learn not the way of the heathen.
And why, Yahweh?
And be not dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the heathen are dismayed at them.
Yeah, here it is. The Yahweh told you exactly what the signs of heaven are, what they mean, but our people will reject the word of Yahweh, but will take hold of the way of heathens. And watch what it says.
For the customs of the people are vain.
Look, the customs of the people are vain. It's just going to tell you one of their customs, but all their customs are vain.
For one cuts out of the forest, for one cutteth a tree out of the forest, the work of the hands of a workman, with an axe. They deck it with silver and with gold. They fasten it with nails and with hammers, that it move not. They are upright as a palm tree, but speak not. And they must needs be born, because they cannot go. Be not afraid of them, for they cannot do evil. Neither also is it in them to do good.
Yeah, they don't see that as vain. They see that as a lot of purpose. For what purpose? You cutting a tree out, decorate it, put some presents under it. Whoever did that in the Bible? Where'd you get that custom from? The only place you can read that type of custom is about vain people. All you doing is practicing vanity. You can't read that in no scriptures, in no book of holiness, and it be good. It be from Yahweh. The only time you read something about a tree coming in your house, decorating it, spending money on it, fastening it, decorating it, putting presents under it, is when you're talking about vain people. And vain and vanity is sin. It's sin. Why do you think the scripture says sow in iniquity and reap in vanity? This thing is very vain. Show you how Yahweh hate vanity so much. Watch this in the book of Psalms 24. We want to know, is this vanity or not? You tell me. You tell me whether that's vanity or not. Watch what it says. The very first verse.
The earth is Yahweh's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell in it, therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the flood. Who shall ascend into the hill of Yahweh, or who shall stand in his holy place?
And that's just two very important questions. Who shall ascend into the hill of Yahweh, or who shall stand in his holy place? And watch what it says.
He that hath clean hands.
Yeah, he that hath clean hands.
And a pure heart.
A pure heart.
Who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully.
Because vanity is sin, man. Sin is like unclean hands. Sin is like an uncircumcised heart. Vanity is like an uncircumcised heart. Vanity is like swearing deceitfully, just straight lying. It's a sin. These are the people who are going to stand in the holy hill of Yahweh. He that has clean hands. What you do with your hands today? Did you do any type of deceit with your hands today? What did you do with your heart today? Was it pure? And what did you do with your soul? Did you lift it up to vanity? The fifth verse.
He shall receive the blessing from Yahweh.
In other words, that individual going to receive the blessing from Yahweh.
And righteousness from the Elohim of his salvation.
And watch this, the sixth verse.
This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Yahweh, O Yahakov, Selah.
Yeah, this is that generation because this is the generation that actually know how to act. This is the generation that actually got some sense. This is the generation that actually understands what vanity is all about. Watch what it says in Proverbs 30. Vanity of vanities. This is not something that you want to have. This is not something that you want to be a part of, partake in. Seven verse.
Two things have I required of thee.
Two things have I required of you, Yahweh.
Deny me am not before I die.
Please, Yahweh, don't deny this before I die. Please bless me with this.
Remove far from me vanity and lies.
Look, it says, remove far from me vanity and lies. And those are two things that plague most people.
Give me neither poverty nor riches.
Don't give me neither. Give me neither poverty nor riches.
Feed me with the food convenient for me.
Yeah, I don't want to be rich, Yahweh. Where I will deny you. Nor do I want to be poor. That's the ninth verse.
Lest I be full and deny thee.
Yeah, that's what rich people do, deny you. They make it seem like it's all about them. They got this with their own hand. Pull yourself by your own bootstraps.
And say, who is Yahweh?
Who is Yahweh? I got this myself, man. I built this. I did this. I worked for this.
For lest I be poor and steal.
Unless I be poor. Like poor people can't do wrong things. Yeah. Lest I be poor and steal.
And take the name of my Elohim in vain.
Yeah. As if Yahweh don't have no commandments. Yahweh don't have no laws. And so I'm poor, I can act a fool. You can act a fool when you're poor. You can't act a fool when you're rich. You can't act a fool, period. Period. And this is what Yahweh, this is what he wants us to know about vanity. Things that are useless. They don't profit you. They can't deliver you. But yet, why have you allowed yourself to become one with this foolishness? And it's going to come a time, because all foolishness, all vanity have an expiration date. It has a time limit. And let me show you what the Creator says about this. In the first chapter of Proverbs, Proverbs 1:22.
How long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity, and the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge? Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I'll make known my words unto you, because I have called, and ye have refused. I have stretched out my hand, and no man regarded, but ye have set at not all my counsel.
What do you think it means when you say, it says, but you have said at not all my counsel? You done made my counsel nothing. In other words, you done made the counsel of Yahweh vanity. Continue reading. And would have none of my reproof.
But I called unto you, and you have refused. You have stretched. Oh, I'm sorry.
26 verse.
I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind. When distress and anguish come upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer.
In other words, I told you it's got an expiration day. It's a time limit. When this stuff come upon you and the destruction come as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish come upon you, then shall they call me, but what?
I will not answer.
They shall seek me earnestly,
but they shall not find me, for that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of Yahweh. They would none of my counsel. They despise all my reproof. Therefore, shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices? For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of the fool shall destroy them.
Yeah, you shouldn't have been a fool.
But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil.
Yeah, in other words, you're not going to fear the evil. You're going to be quiet. The evil going to come. The evil will be there, but you're not going to fear it. You're going to see the whirlwind, but you're not going to fear it. You're going to see the distress and the destruction, but you will not fear it, because you're going to know that you had a life of purpose. That purpose was for that day. The day that Yahweh make up his jewels. The day that Yahweh hide the righteous. The day that Yahweh will spare the righteous. Why do you think the scripture says, sow to yourself in righteousness and reap in mercy? Because that's what's going to happen in the end. When the calamity comes, the destruction comes, the distress comes, the whirlwind now is manifested. It's too late to try to show something then. It's too late to value things then. It's too late to have purpose then. You had your chance. You had your shot. You were told, but you refused. You were called, but you didn't answer. And you think this calling, you think this telling is going to come from something, someone from the heavens. And you don't even realize you're being told and called by things that you never even considered. You never even thought about it. You never even considered. And you took it for nothing. Didn't value it. Thought it was useless. And it was nothing to you. And all you did was took the name of Yahweh in vain. And made no mistake about it. Yahweh said, I will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. In other words, you will be guilty. You're going to have to pay. Because of the vanity. You should have prayed. Removed far from me vanity and lies. And you didn't. So now you had to be tied by the cords of correction. Vanity of vanities. In the book of Ecclesiastes, watch what it says. This is where we will close out. In the book of Ecclesiastes, the very first chapter, starting at the very first verse,
the words of the preacher, the son of David, king in Jerusalem. Vanity of vanities, saith the preacher. Vanity of vanities. All is vanity.
And now let's see, since we went through the scripture showing you what vanity is all about, let's see if we can understand now what do we mean by all is vanity.
What profit hath a man of all of his labor which he taketh under the sun?
Yeah, now ask yourself that. That's a very good question now. Now that we got a little understanding, now that we got wisdom, what profit has a man of all his labor which he takes under the sun? What profit? What is he really profiting? Continue reading.
One generation passeth away, and another generation cometh, but the earth abideth forever. The sun also ariseth, and the sun goeth down, and hasteth through the place where he rose. The wind goeth toward the south and turns about unto the north. It whirleth about continually, and the wind returneth again according to his circuits. All the rivers run into the sea, yet the sea is not full. Unto the place from whence the rivers come, thither they return again. All things are full of labor. Man cannot utter it. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that hath been, it is that which shall be. And that which is done is that which shall be done. And there is no new thing under the sun.
Yeah, now do you understand? Can you understand? In other words, Yahweh made nothing in vain. Everything is just returning back from whence it came. Dust thou art, and dust thou shalt return. What is this trying to let us know? What profit does a man really has of all his labor which he takes under the sun? And the answer is no profit at all. None. With the exception of going that which is purposed by Yahweh. Now the sun rising, the sun setting, that has purpose. The wind that goes toward the south and turns about to the north and whirls about continually and returns again according to its circuits, that actually has purpose. All the rivers run into the sea, yet the sea is not full. And they return it because it is purposed to do exactly what it's meant to do. Yahweh made nothing in vain. So what is your purpose? Is it your purpose to wake up to forget Yah? Is it your purpose to wake up and act like a fool? Is it your purpose to spend your day full of vanity? Watch what Solomon said in the 14th verse. Verse 14. Ecclesiastes 1:14.
I have seen all the works that are done under the sun.
Yeah, I done seen them all.
And behold, all is vanity and vexation of spirit.
Yeah, that's what it is. At the end of the day, it's vanity and vexation of spirit. I've seen all the words. Now, how did he see all the words? Because he gave his heart to seek and search out by wisdom concerning all things that are done under the sun. And he didn't see not one thing that was worth anything other than fearing Elohim and keeping his commandments. Now, you ought to make these things valuable. You're going to make the things you do in the imaginations of your own heart and mind meaningful. But it's just vanity and vexation of spirit. That's all it is. And one day, we're just going to learn the ultimate lesson that Yahweh has been trying to teach us from the beginning. Let me show you the ultimate lesson. It's in the book of Ecclesiastes. While we don't, the 12th chapter, while we don't understand it, for the life of me, I don't even understand. And watch what it says.
Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Elohim and keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of man.
Yeah, this is the whole duty of man. For Elohim shall bring every work into judgment. With every secret thing, whether it is good or whether it is evil. All work will be brought to judgment, which means all labor, all work, all things. Vanity of vanities. Now do you understand what vanity is all about? Because if you understand this thing, you will wake up and even down with purpose. Your thoughts would even be with purpose. Your choices will have purpose. And most important, your fear towards Yahweh will have purpose. So until tomorrow, Yahweh love you, and so do I. Shalom.